The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Liam's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Happy day after your birthday.
Yeah. Thank you.
You look older. Look,
I don't feel older.
There's gray in his hair. I think there's gray in his hair.
Well, Sue had a birthday on Monday, so happy belated birthday.
Oh, but Sue doesn't have gray in her hair.
No,
but
no.
Why does Liam have gray in his hair and he's 19? Why is this?
Starting to work for us.
It's the stress of working for us. That's right. He came in just a child, and look at him now. He's getting elderly. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Today, the 16th of November, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Today, we're going to have Viva Downtown on about 7:30, and then the Sheriff's Department at 8.
Super great.
So, yeah, that kind of takes up the day, except for the first half hour. But what national day do we have, Liam? Uh-huh. Gotcha. Hello.
Hello.
What national day do we have today?
Oh, yes. Very important. National Check Your Wipers Day. I know I need to do that.
Oh, man.
Oh, don't
mine's,
even.
Mine's
I need
stringing.
To check mine because it fell off yesterday.
Let me tell you something. Do not wait. Do it today, listening, because you never know when the weather's going to change. I can only tell you, Carl said, when we went and got some IKEA furniture here for the office and went down to Sacramento to the IKEA store, I drove back and hit a storm, and it was I could hardly see, and I felt in danger. Well, let me tell you, he did get the wrath from me. I like, you know, how do you let this happen?
From Corning to Red Bluff.
I don't care. How do you let this happen?
Linda.
No, I'm not. It's like, you know.
How do I let it happen? Okay, let me tell you how it happens. Okay? You don't get them done during the summer, right? Because, because of the heat. So you get them done in the fall.
Yeah, usually flu shot wipers.
Well, I usually do, but I didn't. And then it rained.
Uh-huh.
Usually I just drive around town and stick my head out the window.
Yes, that's right, and lick the raindrops. But anyway, so, I mean, that doesn't have to start the morning with a rag, but just saying right now that it's National Change Your Wipers Day, and there's a reason that they've made that, even though they have the weirdest national, you know, poke your friend in the eye day or whatever. Hey, sunny today with a high of 73, currently 55 degrees. It is a beautiful morning. Increasing clouds tonight with overnight lows of 40. Thursday calls for partly sunny, high of 63. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Friday, sunny, high of 61. Look at this weekend. Sunny with a high of 62. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 63. So it's those beautiful, still walking, still working outside, beautiful days that are in the low temperatures for those of you who get overheated. Looks like it's going to be just a fantastic rest of the week and weekend. And the weather is always brought to you by our friends located in Anderson. It's a veteran business, the Kenny family, Shasta Gas Propane, 365-2793.
Okay. As was expected, President Trump announced his run for 2024. And
how does that make you feel? I was thinking if we could get calls this morning that I think that there is just across the board how people feel. Now, just because he's running doesn't mean that he's going to be the candidate.
No, I think it's going to be a battle. And I think that already, you know, they're already wound up. They're already wound up. The Trump haters, and on the other hand, the Trump supporters. But as we saw in this last election, I think people are looking to have the country move forward. But I'll be damned if I can figure out how you can continue to return people to Congress and the Senate, and after these last 2 years. And they can point fingers at each other and all this, but I think it comes down to leadership. And people want to elect people, one, that are likable. I mean, that's just part of it. Mm-hmm. You know, they're likable. But the other thing is, do they, you know, they look at things. Abortion was a huge thing. It wasn't as big as inflation and a couple other things, but it was still a huge thing. And so you've got to, you know, the Republican Party, if they want to come back, they're going to have to take a different viewpoint. Nick.
Good morning. I have one argument as to whether Trump should run and whether he should be elected. Were you better off in 2018, 18, 19 than you are right now?
Of course.
It's that simple.
Yeah, you know, but is he the one? I'm just going to use DeSantis. Look what this man did in Florida and the things that he has said. And he doesn't have, you know what, if, you know, for a liberal, DeSantis is a lot more dangerous than Trump.
Okay, well, tell me, has DeSantis sealed the borders? Has DeSantis brought inflation down? Has he brought unemployment down in Florida?
Well, has he had...
I mean, you know, Trump's got a proven record. I believe the reason people are pushing DeSantis is because the Democrats and the people that don't like Trump are afraid of him.
Well, that's always been the case. And all those people that should have been even more, you know, they all coalesced together in 2020. And we elected a guy who is...
He wasn't elected.
Well, you know, we can go on and on about that one.
Well,
too.
We wanted to hear what you think, and that's what we're encouraging our callers.
So you think Trump should run, and he should be supported then?
I think absolutely Trump should run, and we should save DeSantis for 2028.
Okay. All right, Nick. Thank you very much.
And you can watch the Democrats collapse everything else till 2024 and figure out how to blame it on the next president.
All right.
Hey, have a great day.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, that's like we like to have people hear people's opinion. Now, so where are we in the House majority now?
Well, Republicans won the House majority.
Now, does that mean anything if the Senate blocks everything that the House tries to pass?
What the House does is it makes the everything starts in the House.
Right.
And
the bills.
Other things. All the bills start there. But the other things, too, are that the... the funding bills and all these. The other thing the House can do is they can use their power of subpoena to get, you know, so many stories out and to get, you know, the, you know, there's people still in jail haven't even been to trial yet, 2 years after January 6th. Almost 2 years. And, you know, if nothing else, they deserve to go to trial. And most of the ones that they've arrested for their, riot and entering the Capitol building, and I'm not calling it an insurrection because the FBI doesn't call it an insurrection, is that they deserve a day in court. And most of the ones have, you know, were released on trespassing charges and all these. People made a mistake when they went in there, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, meanwhile,
and what it did was, you know, the Democratic Party, if nothing else, has learned to how to play the game. And Republicans in the media and in their messaging, and the Republicans going to have to get it together. Now, Trump in the last, when he ran in 2016, he had his message there. And people were, you know, he did. He said who he was going to put on the court, constitutionalist, and he did. He closed the border. He was bringing things back. He did a lot of good things, but he also coalesced not just the Democrats, but many of the independents.
Well, my question is that when people are looking at who will be leading our country, because in our world headlines, world leaders hold emergency meeting as Russian-made missile kills two in Poland.
Yeah.
Wait, who do you want? Think about that. In these times that we're in, who across the board of the people that you know that perhaps are running our country do you want in these times of us perhaps going into, like, a big war?
I don't think there'll be a big war, one. But two, they think that those, you know, now they're saying is that, yeah, they're Russian missiles, but they think they may have been launched in the Ukraine. So, you know, let's get some bullets of sanity here, in the sense of Russian missiles aren't like our missiles. If they get within 5 miles or 10 miles, in many cases, it's a success for them instead of pinpoint like we can do. The other thing I've been hearing is that it may have been launched by Ukrainians.
Well,
by, you know, by act, you know, it was an accident, a total accident when it happened. And
but it's a Russian-made missile, is what Poland is saying. Is that it fell on a village near the Ukraine border on Tuesday, killing two. But did not say who fired it or where it was fired from. But my point is that as we look and we go to our voting booth, although we can see that I'm not really sure if people are looking at the big picture right now. I mean, we always say we can't control anything. All we can control is ourselves. And the next thing is vote local, you know, state, you know, vote locally. We saw that we had a huge turnout. We do have to take a break. We do have advertisers that pay for this show, that pay for the people to come on the air, that help us keep our lights open. So we want to give them love and appreciation. But first of all, before we say anything else, is it our sleep number moment?
It's our sleep number moment.
And we like that because we want to share with you that, oh my gosh, especially now, there's so much, you know, beautiful pressure, but still pressure with just stress and everything, the horse, you name it. It's so nice to be able. I went to bed at 9 o'clock last night. Just, I feel so much better today. Changed my sleep number setting to 30. I went down 5 to 30. My sleep number setting was 30.
A lot of things go on. But the big thing is, can you get a good night's sleep? Your next day starts with that night before. And did you know that 8 out of 10 couples say one of them sleeps too hot or too cold?
Yes.
Now, last night, somehow, all the covers got on me. And then you wake me up at 2:30 in the morning.
Yes, in panic.
Saying,
what?
You were cold.
Yes.
And I'm going, it's because you threw the covers off. And but then you took them all back, made sure I was awake when we were doing this so that you could tuck yourself in. And then then you went right back to sleep. And I, but because of this, you know, you can adjust things and all this, but with many of us, that setting the room temperature is so important. And then having the, we sleep cold. We sleep in a cold room. So having the enough covers on the bed that stay on you works. And why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because to be your very best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. And now, don't miss the ultimate Sleep Number event. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed plus special financing for a limited time. Only in our Sleep Number store over there in the Target Shopping Center. Go see Philip or any of the people in there. Lay on the beds. You won't be sorry. You're going to find one you love. Now, that special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required for Sleep Number. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Like mysteries and treasure? Come on down to Wind River Resort and Casino for the Tribal Treasure Mystery Bonus Progressive.
With a chance to win up to $75,000.
The more you play, the better your chances of winning.
Use River Club card.
There are two jackpot levels with Latin levels starting at $2,000 and must hit by $10,000. Shasta level starts at $10,000 and must hit by $75,000. Look for stickers with all three tribal symbols on qualifying slot machines and play to win using your River Club card. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutoBody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate.
Oh yes, this used to be my opening song. Yes. Alright. Alright, welcome back to Wednesday, our beautiful edition here on the 16th of November. Carl and Linda Bott, got a big morning ahead of us. Just checking out where you are. We're going to be at 7:30, we're going to be giving some tickets away for Garden of Lights. Also, through the program today, a special, and what we're going to do for those tickets that we give away for Garden of Lights, as well as the Cascade Christmas, it's a special promotion. We ask that when you come to pick up your tickets, please, we do have a Toys for Tots box. We would love it if you could drop something off inside that box today.
And when you pick up your ticket.
Doesn't matter what it is. It just as long as it's like new, doesn't not used. You know, I mean, not that that's bad because I mean I'm a Goodwill girl, but
you can
actually get new toys at Goodwill these days.
Yeah, and you know, games, Legos, stuffed animals, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, some big news for veterans, homeless veterans. And the group of people that's been working with this. So it appears that the Shasta Lake Veterans Home, a labor of love, Veterans Village, $11.2 million, has been approved. So the it was initially done by the Northern Valley Catholic Social Services, who then had taken over by the Veterans Housing Development Corporation. And it's going to be up in the city of Shasta Lake. And it crossed its last hurdle when the HUD essentially signed off on the project, Brad Long of Veterans Housing Development Corps said. That means that construction can start, and it's going to be finished up in looks like 2023, maybe 2024, but it'll be like in December of 2023. There are 13. They're saying there's about 1,028 veterans in Shasta County living below the poverty level, and 515 live below the poverty level and have a disability. And about 10% or 80 veterans were counted as homeless in the latest point in time count. So they're getting ready to build it. It's going to happen. They're going to be able to put homeless veterans in there and help them also get on the road, if they need it, to the road to recovery, jobs, and having their own housing. So, good idea. It's going to be 30. They can put in 30 people there, 30 residences.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, we definitely need...
About $375,000 per unit.
Okay, so I need to talk about this. I'm walking in, I'm coming in the back because we have meetings and stuff today, so I'm here for an extra long day. I'm walking in the back door, and I don't, you know, wrapped up in a blanket, I don't know if it was a female or a male, it looked like it was a person, still back there, wrapped up in a blanket in front of the car, where right behind the door that we walk in, with an empty cup, completely covered. I could be dead or alive. I'm the person that kind of walks past it. I've got my hands full. I just am like, should I keep the door open? All these things go through my mind, and I'm just wondering, you know, do you poke that person and say, are you okay? What do you need? I mean, well, when you're in a time constraint, I just feel guilty. All these things come across my feelings.
At the break, I'm going out there.
All right.
And if it takes a little bit longer, we have our guest has already wandered in here and sat down.
I love it. Blake!
Morning.
Now, as far as the Biden administration from the Department of Defense has said that those missiles, they think they'd hit Poland, originated in Ukraine, and they think they could have been anti-aircraft missiles or that they were sending out because the Russians are bombing heavy. So they went out, going out after the aircraft, and some of them went off to the side. So people that are screaming for United States and NATO to get involved in this, you know, before you start doing that, maybe you ought to find out, you know, where were they launched from, if it was an accident, and take action from there. However, Poland is a little antsy because they're right on the border there, and the Russians, the Russians have not been playing by any rules for the last year, or maybe years before that. Okay. Today, before we take our break, we're trying something new with Odina.
You went out this morning. I mean, I woke up like, what? Because you never get up that early, but you were up early to get out to the horse because we are on a double antibiotic feed with her right now.
So I tried putting it in last night. I got most of it down her throat.
In the shot, the big,
in the shot. And then we put some of it in a sweet feed, and she just ate it all up. Mm-hmm. So I put it in the sweet feed today. So I think and she ate most of it. Probably as much got into her as would have if I tried
to get the shot.
Yeah, I got it. Get it down her throat.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm not covered with 14, white spots today.
Yeah, 14 huge, like they call it, their horse pill antibiotics that she gets per at morning and at night. So we have to do that up until Monday of next week.
So
that's just an update. Thank you, everybody. You came home last night. It takes a village. Shout out to Crossroads veterinary
Trudy,
and Dr. Shaw and
Dr.
That whole,
Pratt. Trudy, yeah. Pratt helped me last night with and she's got a busted hand. So luckily, she said, maybe she'll like it if you put it on this.
Yeah.
And she did. So
yeah.
Off we
go.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Viva Downtown about a lot of things happening here. But this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Redding's premier dish local retailer, and he's been in the business for over 30 years, and you know I'm talking about Doug Tooley. It's a better-known business. Don't call the 800 number. Call our local guy here at 530-241-3474. You're going to get great service. He's got super deals going right now. For signing up with Dish and for staying on with Dish, but it's Doug Tooley. B&T Satellite, don't call the 800 number. Call 530-241-3474. We'll be right back with Viva Downtown.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today, and they've just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
And good morning and welcome back. Yes, we listen, I had the great privilege of seeing Earth, Wind, and Fire. Remember the Lakers? They did a special function. This would have been back probably late 70s, early 80s, and yeah, it was a big thing. And Earth, Wind, and Fire. How could you not love them? They are just timeless. You know, when it's good, it's good. no matter what. And Blake is across from us going like, yeah, he started to do the whole Travolta arm pointing to the producer like, yeah, I got you, babe. All right. It's going to be sunny today with a high of 73, overnight lows of 40. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We want to do a shout-out to our sponsors, Cornerstone Community Bank. We bank with them, and we run our basically all of our station stuff. And the Cornerstone Community Bank is a community-driven, oriented, dedicated team of professionals to give you the highest level of personal service. There are three branches serving Shasta and Tehama counties. So always think about Cornerstone Community Bank. All right, so with us this morning is Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown. That's your role this morning.
That is my role this morning. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
During the summer, you were working on Capitol Hill.
I was working on Capitol Hill.
Wow. How was that? Any surprises?
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? It's the least political area I've ever been. I got to say, I've seen more politics done at my Thanksgiving dinner table with my family than I did over in Washington, D.C., which is really funny. Because,
really?
Yeah.
That is interesting.
You get to see behind the political theatrics that we
right.
watch on the media, and then you see all these congressional members, Republicans and Democrats, really, you know, reaching across the aisle and being friends, walking down the hallways, and all the interns, you know, are brilliant minds. From across the nation mm-hmm. that you know, walk together, work together, go to the same seminars and lectures. And, yeah, it was a really cool
experience. You could have the interns from AOC
uh-huh.
with the interns from
with, like, Dan Crenshaw's office.
Yeah, Dan Crenshaw's yeah. office. And so the interns get along okay?
The interns get along very well. That was probably the coolest thing because you walk down and they say, okay, well, who's your office? And they say, oh, yeah, I work for I am Steve Scalise's, like, intern. And then you go, oh, what's Steve Scalise? And they say, yeah, Steve Scalise. Like, it's just a, you know, normal, everyday person. Which, that's what they are, our congressional representatives.
And you worked for...
Our congressman for California Martha. District 1.
Yeah.
And every single time that Doug was speaking on KCNR with you all, I was at the front desk of his office in D.C. and turned it on to KCNR and
oh,
listened up
thank
to it.
You.
So, of course, you guys go national. So, yeah, D.C. was great. It was beautiful. It's a lot bigger than you could ever realize. You know, looking at it on
the map.
You look on the map. Right. You look at all the textbooks of all the pictures of the monuments. You mm-hmm. watch all the, you know, TV specials of things happening in Washington, D.C. And then you get there and you think, okay, I can walk all these monuments mm-hmm. easy. And then it's a hike. It's
yeah.
And everything is so much more grand. It's
yeah.
grand.
Right.
And, yeah, it was stunning.
Yeah.
There's this one
It's amazing how so much stuff is in that, really in a small circle there with the Washington Monument mm-hmm. and Lincoln's Memorial and Jefferson and Vietnam Wall and, you know, Smithsonian, yeah. all kinds of.
It's
know.
Not just a day, folks. That's a good two or 3 days. We did.
Easy,
we did that.
Easy.
We went back for a national, a couple times. We went back for a national conference when we first mm-hmm. started on the air. That was veterans. And Pete. What's his name, Pete?
Hegeth. He's on Fox News.
Yeah, he put together something that was fabulous, and we were blessed to be able to then go have breakfast with the Gold Star families on the Capitol lawn.
South Lawn.
Mm. And
President Bush.
Bush. Condoleezza Rice was there.
Yeah.
Mrs. Vice Bush. President.
Yeah, Vice President Cheney.
Yeah, and Barbara. And they were all right there. And I wanted to go up and get a picture with them, but, you know, you're thinking – the Gold Star families are here. These are the families who've lost, a child or in a war, in a conflict. And, you know, when they're standing there to try to wait to get their picture taken, the last thing I felt like, this is your day. I'm not going to barge in there because I need my picture with, you know, somebody that was famous. Anyway, so it was a very meaningful, we got to walk through the White House and it was, really special to be able to have that tour unexpectedly. And the second time we visited Washington was Carl's cousin was buried in Arlington. And if you've never been to a service in Arlington, that's mm-hmm. something beyond, you know, with the caissons. I mean, the real thing. But, Blake, on another note, you're here. We're talking Viva Downtown. We've got tickets to give away. We're going to be talking about Garden of Light.
Oh, cool. Great.
And other wonderful things that are going on. So you've got – let's shoot.
Let's go. You know what? Coming home from D.C. at this time is perfect because this is when It's starting to cool down. Reading's coming back alive. And my goodness, we certainly love to celebrate our holidays. And we like to celebrate our holidays compact in like 2 weekends. And then the rest is, you know, relax and hang out with the families. So over in downtown, we have some, and the Reading Cultural District, thanks for bringing up the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights coming up. You know, next Saturday, Saturday the 26th, is Small Business Saturday in downtown Reading.
Ooh.
Small Business Saturday is a national celebration to really support our brick and mortar businesses and small businesses in our area. And, you know, I think during the pandemic, we saw a lot of how important it is to really support our local businesses. They need us. And it's just a certain type of quality that you get when you support local. And
right,
you actually get
right.
to see and know
right.
The owner, the business owner, because they have a passion and a pride and a joy for what they do.
And they pay what we understand that because they pay, you know, the taxes that, you know, you want to stay local. Okay, we talked about this in the past, that if you can't find something, you need to go to a big, but please don't buy it online. Go to a big box. Do the extra effort. I did that once with a clothing rack. I didn't want to buy it online. I walked into Bed Bath & Beyond, which, of course, is closed. I knew it cost a little bit more, but it was important enough to me that I paid local because I knew that was going to pay the taxes for these things that we want to do in order to grow our downtown or our area. Go ahead.
Well, you know what? With Small Business Saturday coming up on November 26th, it's right after Black Friday. You know, so this, it was created to kind of combat Black Friday, you know, to support all these, you know, big box stores and say, yeah, we have all these local businesses. So in downtown, you can expect a couple, a few of great events that should bring you out downtown to support local. Simply Rooted, downtown business over on Yuba Street has presented the Downtown Passport. She has all of these downtown businesses lined up on a passport. You'll get your passport, go through the list and try and stop into every single one of these businesses. It's great to walk, see all the new construction, the art pieces, and also go into businesses you probably haven't been to before. And you could find that on Simply Rooted or the Downtown Passport Facebook page online. The other thing, we're going to be closing down Market Street and Butte Street, and we're partnering with Carousel.
Oh, yeah.
We love Carousel.
Yes.
And Spiral Aesthetics, this is their third year of doing a pop-up vendor, small business vendor event that was once at the food truck park, and they said, it's growing so much, we want to bring it to the main street and activate that area. So we're going to have about 50-plus local vendors from across Reading and Chester County coming to downtown for a great just day with Woody's beer, Mimi Mosley wine, walking around, supporting all these businesses. It's usually beautiful on that day to be
right,
outside.
Right, right.
And then the third thing, I just found out that Todd Franklin over at the food truck park
right.
just went live. He said he was cleaning out his farm. He says, you know, I have all this stuff, these, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Right.
I want to sell something, but I don't really have a garage, and I feel like a lot of other people don't have garages too. So at the food truck park on Small Business Saturday, he's opening it up to everyone who doesn't have a garage and would like to do a garage sale.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Over at the
oh
food
my
truck
gosh.
Park.
One man's junk is another person's treasure. I've got one of my best friends. She loves to junk, and I mean that's what I did in LA. Every weekend I was a garage sale queen. I got some cool stuff. I still have today.
Oh man.
Great clothes, you know, in Hollywood. You can imagine when people have garage sales in Hollywood, the stuff that you could find.
Yeah, you might get your own Oscar that somebody,
I don't know,
nobody wants
anymore. But some pretty fabulous pieces.
So Saturday, no, Small Business Saturday, we're so excited to see all of our downtown businesses, you know, create some great deals. We'll keep posting all the downtown deals on Viva Downtown. And Chamber of Commerce and Viva Downtown are here to just promote and push all of these great businesses that are putting efforts. And just don't worry about the parking. It's Saturday. No parking's even enforced. There's plenty of parking.
That's fantastic.
And
yeah.
There's some great boozy brunch places you can support, too.
You want to walk and drink mimosas. So.
Yes.
Yes.
So after Small Business Saturday, you know, North State Giving Tuesday happens, and that's just a big support your local nonprofits. That's done by the Community Foundation, which is always exciting. They just started early giving. So support your local nonprofits at that time. And my favorite thing is through Viva Downtown, we get to work closely with Reading Electric Utility and the City of Reading and Sierra Pacific and CHP and Caltrans for our annual lighted Christmas tree lighting. And this is its third year in its new location on Market and Yuba Street. And when I say new location, it's really its original location that we had our Christmas
right,
tree.
Right, right. Beautiful place to have it. So when you talk about the, is the Christmas tree lighting separate than the Christmas tree lit parade?
Yes.
All right. So now we have two events.
We have two events. We just want to keep you, you know,
right.
Drive to downtown, go home, get
right.
the hot cocoa, and
take
then
the
drive
kids, bring
back.
The kids, yes. Enjoy it. Yes, the event. It's free.
It's free.
Mm-hmm.
We love free community events.
Yeah.
So this Christmas tree lighting is going to be Friday, December 2nd. Reading Electric Utility has just bought, you know, new life. So this last year, the Christmas tree has been the brightest it's ever been.
Right.
We partner up with Cool April Nights. We love Cool April Nights. And the Shasta Classic Car Club will have about 30 classic cars decorated to the nines.
How fun!
With Christmas decorations under the Christmas tree. And it's also First Friday. So we really encourage all of the people that come downtown to see this Christmas tree light at 7 p.m. to go get dinner, go get some drinks, go support one of these local boutiques, get your early Christmas shopping in. And then at 7 p.m., come see the Christmas light tree get lit up.
December 1st, so that's a Thursday, right?
December 2nd.
December 2nd,
which
sorry.
Is Friday. December yes. 1st is the start of Cascade Christmas.
Oh,
that's another thing.
Okay, we have tickets for that, too.
Holy
we
smokes.
Be, yeah, we've got some. Cascade Christmas. On Thursday night on my show, Lizzie interviewed her.
She's incredible.
And if you remember her as our former Mrs. Claus.
Yes.
For like 4 or 5 years. She did a spectacular job. Here she is without her makeup and everything. I'm talking, oh, my gosh. She is amazing. And so she has written this musical. If anybody could get a handle on it, would be her. Because in her daytime job, she is a coach and teaching the kids. So it makes it, it's, she's a mentor in many ways. So I'm loving the fact that that Cascade Christmas is launching again this year with a whole new a brand new production.
Yes. It's a brand new production. It's instead of two weekends, it's the first
right.
through the fourth. You know, they've really paid attention to not only the Christmas events that are happening outside of Cascade Christmas, but what is going to bring the most people to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, they've adjusted their show times to be able to, that if you want to see the Christmas tree lighting, you can see the tree lighting and walk over to the show.
Right.
If you want to go to the lighted Christmas parade, they'll have a matinee, and once the matinee's over, you'll already be downtown for the Christmas parade.
Fantastic.
And they'll have a list of not only events that are happening in Reading for the Christmas weekends upcoming and during that weekend, but they'll have one that hits Anderson and surrounding communities.
Right.
So I really appreciate that.
We're going to take a short break.
Yeah, we need to take a break.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He is a true professional from the old school, and whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff not only fixes it, he guarantees it for life. He fixed a crack in my windshield about 10 inches long about 15 years ago. Still can't see it. Never got any bigger. That's the kind of work that Jeff Wurst does. For a free inspection and analysis, bring it down. Bring your car, truck, or RV down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. It's a veteran-owned business.
We're here with Blake. The thing I want to say about that, they're ripping up the street right now and right in front of Jeff's business. I was driving by yesterday, so that's just a temporary thing. We've had it happen on our street. You just work around it. But the thing is that make an appointment with Jeff, and I'm sure that's probably just, you know, how they open up and then they close it.
Yeah.
So
he'll be able to lead you in.
It'll lead you in, or he's just, you may think about a gift certificate too. Like, what do I get somebody who's got everything? You know, that's a good idea. To be able to help somebody, like, have a chip or a crack in their windshield fixed. We don't think about that. The Merry Maid, to get maids or to do the things that somebody could use in their car. Anyway, those are just side notes. Come back. 7:52 in the morning here.
We're with Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown. Okay, three things we want to talk about.
Man, all right, so we're going to wrap up this morning on all things that are happening in downtown and the Redding Cultural District with the Christmas tree. Going back to that, if you want to see the Christmas tree placed in downtown and the process through that, that's this Sunday, the 20th, Redding Electric Utility will cut down the tree on Sierra Pacific land, truck it downtown, and place it in its holiday historic location.
And when's that going to be?
And that's going to be this Sunday.
That's cool.
Whoa, yes.
Probably around, the afternoon to, like, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
So they place it, but they don't do the lighting ceremony until?
Friday, December 2nd.
Okay.
At 7 p.m., but from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., you'll see the Cool April Nights Classic Car Show. Saturday, December 3rd, is the Active 2030 Club's Lighted Christmas Parade.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, me and Active 2030 representative, the actual chair of it, named Brian Frazier, he and I walked the entirety of downtown where this parade impacts and passed out the maps saying, you know, when our street closure is going to happen. So everybody that's interested in coming to this incredible parade, street closures happen at 5 p.m. So if you want to get a good spot in the new parking structure or drive downtown and get close to this parade, be here before 5 p.m. There's a lot of parade entries, and the parade starts at 6:30 p.m. on Saturday, December 3rd. It's a great tradition. Yeah. And we're going to miss you guys this year.
Yeah, well, but Sue and Liam will be sitting in for KCNR.
All right.
They are going to be out there live doing the show. I mean, it's not going to be broadcast. We've done that in the past, but they will be out there announcing. I guess what happens is you have different on-air personalities or different people that announce from special areas. Mm-hmm. So I don't know where they're placed, but anyway, so it's a lot of fun.
It's so fun. It's a great community event. So Christmas tree on Friday, Christmas parade on Saturday, Cascade Christmas happening throughout that. And then to close this out, you know, we've got the Redding Cultural District and Turtle Bay just reopened and reactivated the Redding Garden of Lights. That is one of the coolest experiences.
Right. The third annual.
Third annual. You walk through the McConnell Arboretum Gardens as they've been transformed into this winter lighting wonderland.
Yes.
They have mosaic serving spiked hot chocolate.
Yes.
There's
yes.
usually reindeer petting booths.
Yes. And they're going to have the reindeer the entire time and they're starting, they've expanded the hours. It starts on the 18th and ends, I think, on January 8th. So for those people who maybe go away from the holidays, you've got before Thanksgiving and after New Year's. So that's a really cool thing, and that was really smart. They've added new exhibits that they've more snow and longer times for the reindeer. Food truck, they changed that up as well. Just really great stuff. And we've got tickets to give away, Blake.
We've got tickets.
All right.
So how do we give these
away?
So,
well, what I want to do, Blake, and I'm sure you're with us too, is that we're doing a Toys for Tots box. So we're asking you, we're going to give a family pack away. That's four. And these are good for any night. They're golden tickets. Only I think very few get, maybe the on-air personalities to give away are good for any night. So when you go online and you see, I want to buy a ticket, you have to buy it for a specific night. These are good for any night. For four. We just ask that when you call in and to get those tickets today, that you bring in an unwrapped toy or something like that along for a Toys for Tots. That we just want to make it all work. So here it's calling in, 605-4567.
Wow, that.
And let's bring them on the air, too. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what?
You know, and the Garden of Lights goes from November 18th, which is next week, to January 8th. So you've got plenty of time to use it.
Yeah, and this is probably, when you think about it, you break it down, that's almost a $50 value here for these four tickets.
Seriously.
Oh, no, it's
and it's
that.
Worth, and you know
right.
what?
It's more than that.
It's worth it.
Do we have somebody coming on? Here we go. He's going to give us just go ahead.
Wow,
give us
this is exciting.
Up. Liam, you don't have to write it down. Just tell us. Put him on.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. Very good. Good morning.
So you're our first caller.
All right, who are we talking to?
Indian Dave.
All right.
Oh, Dave. Okay, Dave. So when you come down, you know where we're at. So when you come down,
bring a few toys.
Not the ones that you play with, but, you know, ones the children play with, okay?
He's got a gazillion grandkids, you know.
I don't know. I got some Tonka toys you might be interested in.
All right.
Okay, well, congratulations, and have a great time out there.
We'll put your name on.
Thank you so much.
Right,
thank you.
Much.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And you know what? Because we have Blake here, and we're feeling really good, and I've got another family four-pack.
Holy smoke.
All right, so give us a call, 605-4567. When you redeem your tickets today at KCNR or any time this, you know, week coming up, please bring an unwrapped toy for our Toys for Tots. And, you know, it doesn't have to be expensive. You can go to the dollars, whatever. It's just something for under 18.
Now, we are also partnering up with Michelle Slade and her organization, as we did last year. And this is becoming a collection area for toys. Last year, we took out four boxes of toys for kids. And in some cases, the kids were able to come in and get their wrapped toys. So, Blake, as usual, you're such a effervescent personality. when I heard you were going back to be an intern on Capitol Hill, I thought, gosh, I hope it doesn't ruin him. So, obviously, it didn't.
No.
Okay, so the big thing is, you know, we're giving away those Festival of Lights. Do we have somebody on the line? No. Okay.
All right.
We had like 12 phone calls. okay. So,
So, hey, Carl, thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited for downtown in the holiday season. And KCNR, you guys do so much for downtown.
Well, you know what? We love this city. And even though that was a weird, that wasn't me making a weird sound.
I was like, whoa.
No, we do love this city. And there's so many things about this city and this county and the North State that are great. I mean, just absolutely great. So we're really happy to be able to support things like this.
And, hey, the election's over. Whew.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, now we just gear up for the next one just started.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have the second caller, Liam? Okay. There's people calling, but
all right,
I'm not
you guys.
Sure what's happening here.
All right. We've been
anyway, we got a break for the news, and we'll be back with our sheriff's department.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Announcement last night before a packed house at his Florida estate. White House correspondent Greg Clugston was there and says this may put Mr. Trump on a political collision course with Florida's popular GOP governor, Ron DeSantis.
The 45th president is the only one to formally launch a campaign so far, but DeSantis continues to gain increased attention from Republicans, especially after his easy reelection here in Florida. Trump has already begun to lash out at the governor publicly, and DeSantis shot back on the day of Trump's 2024 announcement. The governor said people should go check out the scoreboard from last week's midterm elections. Greg Clugston, Palm Beach.
The Texas chief executive says that if this ruling stands, it will be a disaster.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is one of many today furious with a federal judge's ruling that ends a Trump-era border rule known as Title 42. A U.S. District Court judge ruled Tuesday that the measure removing illegal immigrants at the border was arbitrary and violated federal policy. The rule was enacted during the pandemic, allowing authorities to send border crossers back to Mexico due to public health concerns. Governor Abbott said the decision will tell cartels and criminals that an already porous border is now wide open. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says there were more than 230,000 border encounters in October, with the majority of the illegal immigrants coming from Cuba and Nicaragua. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
NASA earlier today launching an unmanned lunar mission. This could pave the way for a return eventually of American astronauts to the surface of the moon. Watching Wall Street, stocks in the red. Right now, the NASDAQ is down 178 points, the Dow off 29 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
The power supply situation, critical in war-torn Ukraine.
Ukraine's emergency services and technicians are working round the clock to try to patch up power networks, many of which were already badly damaged after more than a month of sustained Russian attacks. Ukrainians have had to adapt to blackouts, but the warnings are getting more acute. The electricity operator is urging people to stock up on water and charge devices when power is available. It also wants people to limit usage. It fears demands will place excessive strain on the network, with temperatures forecast to dip below zero.
That's the BBC's Danny Eberhardt. A court in Berlin ordering a rerun of the German capital's 2021 state election because of severe election day glitches at many polling stations. The Constitutional Court of Berlin declared the original vote invalid, according to Germany's DPA news agency. News and analysis, townhall.com. On the verge of winning a majority in the House, now just a single seat away, Republicans choose their leader.
House Republicans elected Representative Tom Emmer, the chief of their campaign team, to be House Majority Whip in a closed-door conference vote, ending a closely fought race with Representatives Jim Banks and Drew Ferguson. The conference separately voted to elect Representative Steve Scalise as Majority Leader by a voice vote. Scalise had been serving as Minority Whip. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy was elected Speaker-designate. A vote on the House floor will eventually determine the speakership. Emmer won the race for House Majority Whip, the third-ranking post in the GOP majority, locking up a victory in what was considered the most competitive race in the conference. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
While in the Senate, Florida Senator Rick Scott is planning to mount a long-shot bid to unseat Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell. Scott tells his fellow Senate Republicans in a letter that if you simply want to stick with the status quo, don't vote for me. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is...
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, it's hump day, and we do that especially for the Sheriff's Department. because Sheriff Mike Johnson just breaks up totally about it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, hey, good morning, everybody. It is the 16th of November, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
And it's National Change Your Windshield Wiper Day.
It is.
And what other day, perhaps?
National Indiana Day.
Okay. Oh. I can go there.
Indiana. Yep. Yeah. Good, you know
Very
it.
Indiana.
Yeah. From the Music Man. All right, sunny today with a high of 73. Looks like it's currently 56 degrees in the downtown studios. A little nippy, but fabulous. Increasing clouds tonight. Overnight lows of 40. Thursday calls for partly sunny, high of 63. We've got a fabulous weekend ahead of us. Friday, high of 61. Saturday, 62. And a Sunday, high of 63. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned in the Anderson area, where it is a veteran-owned business, 365-3793. Got a lot of stuff ahead of us.
And
this
we do.
Portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They are in just about ready to begin their anniversary sale, which is a perfect time for Christmas. They bring out all the goods. They're there to help you. Select anything you could possibly want or bring in something to have fixed. It's a lovely, locally owned business, Four Winds Jewelry.
There you go. And we're here with Lieutenant Caleb McGregor, Hootman.
With our Sheriff Department in Shasta Lake City.
Yeah, you head up the offices there.
Yeah, I do. I'm the station commander up in Shasta Lake City. I've been transferred around a little bit.
Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Lieutenant, how'd you get in law enforcement? Tell us about you.
Yeah.
Are you a local guy? Did you come here from someplace else? What?
I'm pretty much local. I think, so I went to Enterprise High School, attended, North Cal Creek School, attended Shasta College.
Cool.
And I've been here for most of my life. I did go to Colorado for a short stint back in 97 to 99 and then came back around the Y2K time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked for Foothill Distributing for quite a few years as a sales rep, which is now Block Distributing. And then in 2002, I always had an interest in being in law enforcement ever since I was a kid. My dad actually worked for the Reading Police Department for a period of time back in the 70s, and it always was something that interested me. And so in 2002, I attended the college over at College of Redwoods and went through the police academy over there and then acquired a position with the sheriff's department.
All right. Well, thank you
for
what
you
do. So
you've been with the sheriff's department for how long now?
Since 2002.
Oh, 20 years.
Yeah.
So thank you for what
you
do.
Did they just fly by?
Well, you know, actually they have. There's been a lot of, within the sheriff's department, there's a lot of opportunities to do different things. So I've worked in the jail, started out in the jail as most people do, and then transferred out into onto the street as a deputy, and worked in Shingletown as a resident deputy, worked in major crimes. When AB 109 came about, I was part of the AB 109 compliance team. I've been a search and rescue overhead team member for quite a few years. I've worked with the boating safety unit. So I've moved around the department.
I like it, though. That's important. I mean, that makes you knowledgeable in what these departments go through. And I think as you go up the ladder, that's essential. So now you are, your position is commander.
Correct.
In Shasta Lake City. Boy, that place has gone through some major changes.
Major
that street and all the development that's going on is bringing a whole nother, what do you want to call it, energy?
Well, yeah, working hand in hand with the city manager and other city officials, you know, I worked out there back before the city incorporated. So throughout the years, you've just seen a lot of positive growth up there. They're really focused on improving the quality of life in the community. We're focused on maintaining that at the law enforcement level.
Right, because, well, when you think back maybe 10 years ago or 15 years ago, you thought of, well, they do have a beautiful Veterans Memorial. They got a great, you know, they do a wonderful Veterans Day parade. And then you think of, before it became legal, like it was just a place for all the collectives and stuff like that. So now I think that there's a new image.
Absolutely, absolutely, and it's a great image. I mean, if you've been out there, you'll see the new developments that are occurring out there, the new housing developments, and it's it's an ongoing process, but it's a positive for that community up there.
Oh, we go to Dan's Optical, so of course, you know, we're out there, and he pulled out plans of, you know, some of the stuff with K2 and what they're doing. We're like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's
it's going to be a total rebuild of that.
Like blow up and rebuild.
Right. Yeah. Right.
We're here with Lieutenant Caleb McGregor from the Sheriff's Department. He heads up the City of Shasta Lakes Sheriff's offices out there. What's the biggest problem out in the City of Shasta Lakes, law enforcement-wise?
I think in the climate we're in now, you know, the biggest problem that we see everywhere throughout the state, and that's quality of life and homelessness. And then obviously, you know, drugs are always a problem for us. The surge of fentanyl in our area and throughout the state of California has been astounding.
See, we hear that, but you're really boots on the ground. I mean, you read about, oh, this is a bust, and then you see a picture, and they look like somebody you maybe almost normal, or what's normal, okay, I don't know, but not that tweaker look, but something else. And they had fentanyl on them, and they were selling. So, my gosh, it's just, share with us what kind of percentage you're seeing in your busts.
Well, I don't have percentages for you per se, but what I have seen, and this all started quite a few years ago when, you know, the state and the federal government started to focus on opioids. So it became harder to get opioids. We had the OxyContin issue, and they shut that down. Then people went to heroin, and now fentanyl's the new heroin that we're seeing out there, and the toxicity of that.
It's just, you see somebody, these busts, they're not 500 pills. 5,000 or 50,000 or 100,000 pills, which is enough to kill all of California.
Sure.
Because of the strength of it. Yeah.
Yeah, the potency is so much higher than what you would see.
Where's it coming from?
You know, primarily from Mexico. And, you know, it comes from China.
China to Mexico. Yeah, I'm sure they have fentanyl plants there.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I know the Shasta County DA has got a case against somebody that sold a pill to a 13-year-old. They killed him, and they knew it was fentanyl.
Right.
I mean, that's just like murdering somebody.
Sure. Well, there's a lot of murderers out there then, because we have an inordinate amount of dealers, you know, and a lot of them come up, a lot of this is coming up through Mexico. When we have open borders, it makes it hard to combat that influx.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're getting flooded, you know that a lot of the people coming across, part of what their deal is to get them across is they're carrying drugs.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Hey, we're with Lieutenant McGregor from the Shasta County Sheriff's Department. We've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You know, Judy Maxwell has been helping people, helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners since 1993. So many things going on in the financial markets. What's your retirement plan or your 401k doing? Well, if you give Judy a call at 530-221-0441, you can get a free review and evaluation. Are you in the right areas? Are you in the right investments? Talk to one of her experts. Again, 530-221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, in our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless heads.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 16th of November. It's 8:20 in the morning. It's about 47 degrees out there. And it's going to be a beautiful day. And this portion of the show brought to you by the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Become a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, founded in 1910. An association of businesses organized to improve the business climate and contribute to the economic health of its membership in the Greater Reading area. For more information and to join, give them a call at 530-225-4433. And we are here with our Shasta County Sheriff's Office, in this case, Lieutenant Caleb McGregor, who is heads up the city of Shasta Lakes Sheriff's Department office up there. Now, how many officers do you have up there?
So currently we have eight. So we have four officers on one side of the week, which would be two during the daytime hours, two at graveyard, and then halfway through the week, the other four come in and work the other side of the week. We have a cadet full-time and then a community service officer full-time.
Okay. Community service officers handle things that have occurred usually, right?
Yeah. The community service officers do a variety of different tasks, one of those being handling cold case calls over the phone, thefts where there's no suspects, no leads.
Yeah, somebody broke into your car or something like that.
Yeah, just your basic calls that are cold calls for officers that are on the street can focus on activity and proactivity.
Caleb, are we seeing more car wrecks in the last week or so? Because yesterday, a friend of ours was in one, and then as we were driving down on Eureka, there was another one.
Fender bender.
Another fender bender. And then there was one out on I-5 here. I mean, it just seems like a lot of car wrecks.
Yeah, I haven't looked lately. I mean, there is an influx. It's a kind of a seasonal thing.
Yeah,
when
I think
it rains,
it
pours.
Yeah, I was thinking because people are starting to now get in this. We're close to the holidays.
Right.
And I got to get this done. It's an energy.
Right, and the big thing is a lot of times people are distracted on their phones. These cell phones are a huge distraction. So if you're in your car and you're driving, turn the thing off. And
yeah, we see that. We see people looking down.
Right.
Right.
And you look down and you're not focused on what you should be focused on.
Right, right.
The people up in, I mean, how big an area do you all cover up there?
You know, square mile-wise, I think it's somewhere around six, but don't quote me on that. I'm not 100% sure. It's smaller and confined, so with that, the luxury of being able to focus more on areas of where our problems are is much it works to our advantage, whereas when we're working in the county, we have such a vast area to cover. I mean, you're talking from Bernie, Old Station, Platina, it's a vast area. Lakehead, all the way up to Costella, Dunsmuir line, or the Siskiyou County line. So there's a vast area.
I know. It's huge.
So to cover that, and, you know, generally on any given shift, we'll have four deputies in the valley and one sergeant to cover day shift graveyard. So
to cover the whole county?
Whole county. Yeah.
So they drive around, and they wait for a call, and then they go to the call.
Well, unfortunately, generally, there's no waiting for a call. There's plenty of calls available. So
they prioritize them.
They prioritize. Yeah. They do get the opportunity to be proactive and look for things. But if you look at our call board, it's pretty consistent throughout the day.
To me, a sheriff's department gives you a lot more autonomy if you're an officer. On the other hand, you're out there by yourself.
Yeah, a lot of times you are. Working as a resident deputy, there was a lot of times where I was by myself, and the calls don't always come in as they're perceived, so you may end up going to what is a verbal altercation that ends up being a full-blown domestic violence call, and you're by yourself, and, of course, if you're in the outlying areas, your backup can be 20 to 30 minutes away, give or take, or more.
And you would think, and from what I understand, domestic violence, nobody likes to go to those. Because, I mean, I shouldn't say
doesn't like to go to them, but there's always that factor of things where they're fighting each other and then they turn.
Right. And I've seen that throughout my career where, you know, the wife or the husband's calling in and you get there and things aren't going the way they want it to go. So then they're both against you. So it happens. And the unknowns in those type of calls are what is, you know, everybody has a, they're heated. You know, a lot of times there's alcohol or drugs involved, so they're not thinking clearly. Mm-hmm. And the unknowns for the officer going to those calls is significant.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen, in your experience, you've been in here 20 years, are the young police and deputies changing?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, their attitude or their, or just, I don't know, have they, I imagine 20 years ago, it's kind of like Marines. You know, you always want, you know, Marines haven't changed. I mean, maybe it's because of the training and all that. Everything else has changed. But now, even some attitudes are changing. Do you see that?
Well, I think with generations, you have different perceptions. One big thing that's changed is our educational system. So when you're learning different things and your expectations are different, for instance, when I went to school, kids still went to the principal's office and got SWATs if you misbehaved and were out of line.
You wouldn't hear of that happening today.
So, yeah, there's changes with that. Technology has changed a lot for our officers. It's enhanced our ability to be more efficient, but at the same time, when that technology goes down, you're lost and you don't know where to go.
If you don't have a cell signal or something like that, but I know exactly what you mean. Concerns facing the Sheriff's Department is the number of officers you have.
Correct. That's a big concern.
What do you do? I mean, I realize this is kind of above your pay grade, but it's also part of your pay grade, being a lieutenant too, is recruiting people.
Well, obviously throughout the state, there's signing bonuses. Mm-hmm. Money is a huge issue. We've lost a lot of officers to our local agencies just because they can start with our department and then get trained and learn the basics, pass their field training program. But then they look at other agencies, and, for instance, we've had two officers go to the Anderson Police Department recently. And when you can make, say, $29 an hour at the sheriff's office, but then being a new budding officer and looking down the road, you can go directly to the Anderson Police Department, make $41 an hour. What would you do in that situation if you were just starting out in your career?
Yeah, it's a little more stable.
Yeah, also. Well, and
in the sense of you're in a smaller area and you're not on the road like that.
Right.
And there's backup.
Yeah,
2 minutes
backup
away.
2 minutes away.
Yeah.
We counter that backup issue. You know, we try to encourage our officers to work together, and the call can wait for a sufficient number of officers to get there to handle the situation.
You have to. Yeah. We're here with Lieutenant McGregor of the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. He heads up the City of Shasta Lakes Division up there. I didn't realize you had 8 officers up there.
Yeah, we do. We have 8 officers, and we're actually allocated for 10 officers. We have a swing officer that's scheduled to come in, but right now, because of our staffing shortages, we haven't been able to fill those 2 vacancies.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center is becoming a teaching hospital. Their first group of 8 residents coming in next year. And then 8 after that, 8 after that, 8 after that. So during a 3-year hitch there, they're going to have 24 brand-new residents at Shasta Regional Medical Center, all doing internal medicine. And then some of them will leave from there and go on to specialties. But it's a great way to introduce doctors to our area, and hopefully that they are going to see the beauty of Shasta County and why it's so great being here, and we can keep a few. And this is just one of the things that Shasta Regional Medical Center is doing to make
to enable our health care here to be just as outstanding as it has been. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Taking place November 18th through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or a certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 16th of November, 8:33 in the morning, 47 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Great place to get your haircut. I've never had a bad haircut there in 15 years. So, you know, which kind of ages me a little bit. But though I did come here to Reading when I was 12. They work by appointments only. It works out super doing that. 530-244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. And you can go in there and guess what? They don't talk politics in the chair. No, you don't want to have a upset barber when he's got this straight razor out trimming around your ears there. That's a great place. Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, we're here with Lieutenant Caleb McGregor, and who heads up the city of Shasta Lake Sheriff's Office there. He's got eight officers. Is that eight officers and a community service officer?
Yeah.
So it'd be like, yeah.
Assigned to the station, a total of eight officers.
Okay.
Two sergeants, a community service officer, and currently one cadet. We did have two, but we had a cadet just promote to community service officer.
So whoa, she had, that's good. Transition. Now, do they, do a lot of times do your community service officers, like, then go on to post academy?
Yeah, yeah, you know, right now the sheriff's office is doing a lot of internal hiring and mm-hmm. external and sending people through the academy. I believe we have five to six that we're going to be sending to the academy down at Butte College in January.
Great.
And I'm not sure. I know at least two of those are internally. But we've opened that up to a lot of other entities within the county, such as probation and the public.
Okay. So, we've got one floor in the jail that shut down.
Correct.
And we were figuring out it's over 100.
Over 100 inmates that
are now walking the streets.
Are displaced and now walking displaced. The streets.
I think one of them is laying right outside yeah. here behind us.
I'm sure.
I checked on them. They're alive and coherent. So just laying there. Staffing. It all comes down to staffing.
Correct.
You know, so the only how many do you have a rough idea how many people it takes a shift there? I know that's not your bailiwick, and it's probably not a fair question, but
well, it's not, and I
it's not.
I
oh,
don't,
and don't answer.
I don't know specifically.
Okay.
How many?
I won't get into specifics like that. But the whole thing on this is not enough staff. You can't work people 7 days a week. You can't work them 12 hours a day. You start
right.
getting, accidents. You start getting people not be safe. So again, the shortage of staff at the Shasta County Sheriff's Office has now impacted on not just public safety, but quality of life.
It has. And, you know, honestly, when you look at it, a lot of this goes back to the implementation of AB 109. When AB 109 was implemented, it pushed a lot of the responsibility back on the county. So what we're seeing in the jail is a higher level of offender that we're having to deal with, somebody that perhaps should be still in prison that is now out running our streets and committing new crimes is now taking up bed space in our jail. And then California, in their wisdom, is closing jails or prisons throughout the state of California.
Susanville's still shutting down.
Yeah, I believe so. That's what I heard.
Yeah, and that's this June or July, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure the actual date.
That was a surprise.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and the other component of that, too, is with our fires, you know, our inmate crews that we utilize during these fires, they've been cut in half, and there's a lot of good work that is done by our inmate crews
oh, yeah.
through Cal Fire that's, you know, going by the wayside.
I understand that the cost of fighting fires is going to go up astronomically because they cut back on the on the fire crews from the prison.
Sure.
Because now you have to hire more people to take their places.
Right.
At a much higher rate.
Well, and you have to bring resources in from out of state and pay those resources.
Yeah.
You know, I think the loss of that, you know, is substantial. But on the other side of that, what you're doing when you're putting those people out in the field, you're teaching them a trade so they have something to fall back on when they get out of prison. A lot of firefighters that work for private entities have actually been to prison and now are working and have legitimate jobs, and it's actually beneficial to have
yeah,
that.
The people they put on these fire crews aren't, I mean, they aren't murderers and things like this, from what I understand, that they're, you know, that, yeah, they've committed crimes, but you're not turning dangerous people loose out there.
Well, and I don't know for sure. That's probably a question to ask Cal Fire, but I do know that the the level of an offender, and they've had to accommodate people that they normally wouldn't accommodate into those positions because they don't have the pool to pull from, per se.
Because they turned all those people loose under AB 109 and Prop 4757.
All those people are out on the streets now.
What can people do during this, especially when you're out in the country, which is where you all are at, to kind of keep their houses safer during this holiday season? Because this is like break-in season.
Well, it is. The theft of packages from doorsteps, that season is upon us. And obviously, video surveillance systems that notify your phone, huge. For instance, I had a package that was supposed to be delivered the other day. It didn't get delivered, and I sent a message to the mail company, hey, I didn't get this, and here's my video surveillance that shows that nobody showed up during that time period. You said my package was delivered. So, it helps us solve those cases, too.
But it goes the other way, too.
It does. It does. It helps the sheriff by having video surveillance, and say you get a package or a burglary at your residence. If you have video surveillance and we're able to access that, it increases our odds exponentially of solving your crime and retrieving your stolen property.
I've heard there's so many cameras out there now. Businesses and, well, you know, the Ring cameras that look out into the street.
Sure.
You know, and all of these that, and there was a program that you can volunteer to have your video looked at.
Sure.
You know, I mean, the law enforcement will come in and ask for that. I know they do that in Reading. Do they have something like that in the county?
You know, we had talked about it. I think for us on the county side of things, that's such a larger scale, and sometimes people don't want law enforcement having continuous access to their feeds from their video surveillance, but. It's something that we're in the process of implementing and looking into as a potential avenue for us. But most of the times when people are victimized, your neighbors are more than willing to help us out with video surveillance, and that's something we always look for, especially on major.
I'm going to go a real early break because I want to talk about the marijuana.
Okay.
Eradication teams and what we're facing here in Shasta County. What I read about Siskiyou County, no matter how hard they're trying, they're just, the battle may be over.
Sure.
I don't know if that's true. I hope you can tell me that's not true after this break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Take a load off plenty. Take a load for free. Take a load off plenty.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Taking place November 18th through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering an incredible Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 24th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Let us do the preparing and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy valuable time with your family and friends. Our menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roasted turkey, and seasonal crab with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Tables available for a party of 2 to 10 and children under 5 eat free. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve now and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
And good morning and welcome back to our beautiful edition here on the 16th of Wednesday, the 16th of November. This is Wednesday. Everybody, some call it Shut Up and Dance with Me Wednesday. Sunday with a high of 73, overnight lows of 40. Hey, through the week, we do have beautiful weather. On the weekend, we've got 62 and 63 with sunny skies or maybe some clouds. But, you know, who doesn't love to see the sky with some moving clouds in it? Anyway, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We did give away some of our tickets. And before the week is out, we will be giving away some more Cascade Christmas tickets. That's a special package we have. So on Friday, be listening in the morning, we'll be giving away two tickets to the Cascade Theater along with soft drinks and popcorn. It's a nice little package.
Okay. We're here with Lieutenant Caleb McGregor from the Shasta County Sheriff's Department, who heads up the City of Shasta Lake Sheriff's Office out there. Eight officers, community service, a cadet. You just got do you drill them? I mean, do you get out and you do close order drill?
No. Every once in a while, we'll have an inspection of the uniform and vehicles. But
well, that's good. Hey, the marijuana eradication.
Yeah.
You know, the sheriff ran on that, and he jumped into it with both feet.
He did. He did a really good job, and we started that in 2021, and then 2022. I can give you some rough numbers from this year of what the team's done. And granted, this is a collaborative effort, Fish and Game's involved in some of it, code enforcement, the Forest Service, depending on the property that the illegal grows on. But so this year alone, and I just got these numbers from our sergeant in charge of the unit last night, 55 firearms seized, 7.4 pounds of butane honey oil, which is concentrated cannabis, over 80,000 marijuana plants, and over 15,000 pounds of processed marijuana, which would be your bud, flower, whatever you want to call it.
A repackaged kind of stuff?
Ready to go. Ready to be disseminated out into the street. And as you probably have heard, the state of California has recognized that there's some issues with the projected tax income that they were thinking they were going to get from this.
You know what? It just amazes me how politicians think. Here they are. So they're taxing the hell out of legal marijuana. So what did they think was going to happen?
Right.
Yeah. So it went underground.
Right. You remove the enforcement aspect of it on the illegal side. So What do you think is going to happen?
The ones that grows, I know y'all go. You're not going after the backyard grow, so you're going after the big plants and all this. What are you finding? Do you have you captured people there?
Yeah, they've made a few arrests. I think for us primarily, we don't go out and really chase the runners.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of these, the bigger large scale grows are from illegals that are in our country illegally.
I heard some of them don't even know where they are.
No, they're brought here, dropped off. And
the impact on the environment.
Terrible impact.
Can you address that?
Well, so you're bringing in fertilizers that may be banned in the state of California. You're bringing in pesticides. There's excavation, diversion of our creeks and drainages. The impacts on the environment are catastrophic in some instances. And then the garbage and everything left behind, because these people are there just to grow a product, collect their product for sale and get it processed and get out of here. And that's all left behind. And a lot of times, you might have an absentee property owner that isn't even aware this is occurring on their property, especially in our outlying areas. So that's the other component. Then who's on the hook for cleaning it up? The property owner is.
I'd heard that a lady owned some property out past Idaho.
Right.
And they were growing marijuana, and she had no idea.
Sure.
She just knew all of a sudden her water bill. They had tapped into her well.
Yeah.
So she went over and capped it off. But still, had no idea they were growing it out there.
Right. Yeah, it's insane.
A lot of it's not staying in California, though.
Well,
Or is it?
There might be some of it that does stay locally, but those are probably primarily from your smaller scale grows. The lucrative money is obviously out of state, taking it back east. So, for instance, roughly, depending on the quality of the product you're growing, you can get anywhere from $300 to $1,000 per pound here locally. Whereas if you take it out of state, you're talking about tripling or doubling that monetary profit that you're going to acquire from that.
Siskiyou County is, I know that sheriff, he's made the papers and all this because he actually had the audacity to stop a newspapers or something like that.
Yeah.
Are they overrun?
In your opinion. I haven't been up there or seen. I've seen what you've probably seen is what's in the news.
Uh-huh.
But I think when you look at it, if you let something continue, it will grow and grow and grow. So that's probably what they ran into up there. It continued, and it expanded, and then it gets out of hand. So that's what we're trying to do here locally, is keep that from getting out of hand. That's what Sheriff Johnson is focused on, because it's recognized as a problem rurally. That's a lot of our complaints stem from marijuana grows.
I wonder if you could declare it like a state of emergency.
Well, and it'll be interesting to see with the state of California bringing back camp in the near future. I think they intend on bringing that back next summer. That their focus is going to be on shutting down some of these illegal operations. And again, it comes down to money. Our local retailers that are trying to do things legitimately are suffering because they're not getting the income that they have projected, because people are buying it on the black market. So,
have they done? This is a question. We were talking about the rodenticides and the pesticides they use. Do they, when you gather up marijuana, does the state check it to see what kind of health problems there would be if people use it?
Yeah. I know we do collect samples. What they do with that, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But you're 100% correct and on track. When you're buying from a local dispensary,
mm-hmm.
that's all monitored by the state. So the state's ensuring that those pesticides and things aren't contained in that product that buyers illegals. Purchasing. Mm-hmm. But when you're buying it on the black market, you're getting all that, all the pesticides, herbicides, whatever else, the fertilizers. And that stuff's on steroids a lot of times. Some of these plants are bigger than this room.
Wow.
Yeah.
It must be a, obviously it's going to continue to happen because it's making a lot of money for some people. It's
making a lot of money. So you have to take the money out of the black market side of it.
And that's what they're trying to do with the changing the taxes and the cost of everything, is to try and push it into the legal side. But I just, as long as you can take it across the state line and sell it for double what you can get here, I just don't understand how you're going to stop it.
Right. Well, and it'll be interesting to see what they do federally on it, because I know there's been discussion or murmurings from the federal side of legalizing it across the board. So,
what do you think about that?
Well,
you've been in law enforcement for 20 years.
So my opinion is marijuana, and especially the marijuana that we're seeing in today's age, it's the potency is so much higher, and there's a lot of medical data out there that show that there's counterproductive things that are occurring, and especially in our youth with like mental health issues that are encompassed by the use of marijuana, especially at a young age. It can trigger schizophrenia in some individuals, paranoia. So there's a lot of components to the legal side of it too.
I've heard that too. Is that there? You know, it's a what is it? A level one or a class one drug?
Yeah,
whatever that is, it's, and then they're talking about, well, maybe dropping it down out of the heroin level to something else.
When you drop things down, we can see that what that's done for us with Prop 47, dropping the severity of the crime of possession of heroin or methamphetamine. It just runs rampant on the street. The police can't take people to jail. If you have 2 ounces of heroin or methamphetamine, you get a citation now, whereas before, you know, you had Prop 30, and the courts could impose rehabilitation or treatment for those folks in lieu of going to prison. But now the severity's dropped down, and this is what we get. It's all over on the streets.
Is there going to be a light at the end of the tunnel, Caleb?
Well, I would hope there is. I think people are starting to recognize, we just have to pay attention to history, and if we pay attention to history, that'll dictate the direction we should go in the future. So I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. You can only do so much to damage.
Right.
They're so excited about a menthol-flavored cigarette. This is what I don't understand. Oh, let's just ban menthol-flavored cigarettes. Okay.
Yeah.
What's that do for the marijuana?
Yeah, nothing.
You can't smoke a menthol cigarette, but you can light up a joint.
You're right.
It's just weird. The whole
thing is weird.
Yeah.
Did that bill pass?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think so. Oh yeah, well, by far.
I had Shelley on from Tobacco and Brew, so that means
you're already seeing signs up that, you know, if you're going to buy it, you need to buy it now because you can't after January.
Right.
We got a couple minutes left, so tell us what your look at is for the next 4 or 5 months.
Well, one, we want to get through the holidays. We have some things going on. We're going to be doing a collaborative sobriety checkpoint within the sheriff's office. First one we've done in quite a few years because of the grant funding we received through the California Cannabis Tax Grant Fund. So the Reading Police Department and Anderson Police Department are going to be assisting us on that, and vice versa. When they have theirs, we will be assisting them as well.
So DUI, are you seeing more drugs? You know, because everybody used to think it's just alcohol. I mean, is alcohol still leading?
Well, I think alcohol is one easier to detect, and that's one of the things we're utilizing this funding for, is to train our officers up to be able to recognize the symptoms of impairment from drugs or marijuana, because that is a component of a DUI, and a lot of times it's a poly drug use where, you know, you have somebody under the influence of alcohol, but they've also utilized marijuana. So what's that do? It doubles the instability or the impairment of that individual. So,
wow. Okay. Doubles it, huh? Well, that's kind of the scary thing is somebody has a couple of drinks and then a couple of tokes there.
Right.
And, you know, if they'd done each one individually,
yeah,
may not have made that, you know, may not have, you know, impaired them that much. But now they're out there on the road with us.
Right, right.
Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Lieutenant, thanks for having me.
So, you know, nice to meet you.
Yeah. Likewise. And the city of Shasta Lake has now. But your people, if you're called, will leave that area also, though, and on things.
Sure, absolutely. Our deputies up in Shasta Lake City also go out and they'll handle calls in the surrounding area within the county just to help.
Sure.
Help out our troops.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for being with us today, and please pass on to the rest of your officers how much they're appreciated out here.
I will appreciate that.
Yeah, well, maybe we can work with the Board of Supervisors. Maybe the Board of Supervisors can come up with a plan so that we can actually get 90% of our officers on the road.
Absolutely.
And the jail opened up again.
Yeah.
That would be great.
That's the goal.
That's the goal. Okay.
Right.
Everybody, have a great day today. Trish Clark's joining me tomorrow. So final thoughts
great
today
Trish, yeah.
are God bless America.
Down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.